that coochie for a good.
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, a motherfucker.
God, what kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy, the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet, is Tuesday!
Yes, it's Tuesday.
I'm not even gonna lie to y'all, man. My mind...
Telling me no.
...is on Thanksgiving break.
Oh, yeah?
I ain't gonna lie to you. All I keep thinking about is that little bit of time off we're gonna have next week.
I'm excited to sleep. I was thinking about that this morning. I'm like, okay, I can't sleep that much this week. But next week, get some sleep.
Yeah, my mind's been on the New York Giants, man. Drop one of Clues Bomb for the New York Giants. Beat the Bengals last night. We right behind you guys, Charlamagne.
Actually, you're not.
We beat you guys the first game. What, we're two games behind you? Two games behind you.
Yeah, you're not right behind us.
We got an easy schedule coming up. We got the Chicago
Bears.
No
such thing as an easy schedule in the NFL.
We got the Cleveland Browns. We good money over there.
Cleveland Browns will be due for a win.
Nah, we good money,
man. One thing about Cleveland, God will let Cleveland shine at least once every 6 months. It's been about 6 months since the NBA Finals, right?
Yeah.
So they'll probably beat the Giants.
I doubt it.
That'll probably be their first win of the season.
Shout out to the New York Giants. I actually took my son to the game last night. It was a late-ass game. Game started at 8:30 Eastern time. It didn't end until after midnight. And we won. By 1 point, but we won. So congratulations to the Giants. Had an amazing time at the arena last night.
Is he going to have to go to school this morning, too?
If a daddy had to go to work, he got to go to school. He knows what it is. And you know what? The one thing I love about him, he understands and respects the prices of tickets. Because as a kid, I wasn't able to go to none of these games because the tickets were too expensive. Mm-hmm. So he calculates the pricing and says, hey, Dad, you know, we got to really watch the Cowboys game because right now the tickets are expensive. We got to wait till the ticket price go down so we can get some good tickets. So I'm really excited about that. So
that's
great
good.
Game yesterday.
That's good that he wants to come see the Cowboys play. I understand.
But we won the first one, so we're just assuming that we'll win the second one.
I understand wanting to see the greatest show on turf right now play.
Nah, we want to bust the ass. Just really want to bust the ass. Hopefully Romo will be back by then.
Why? Romo, listen, Jerry Jones has already said we're going with the hot hand. It's Dak Prescott. Like, y'all keep wishing on this star that Tony Romo's coming back.
And I'm hoping
it's
he
not
comes
happening.
Back. And, you know,
like, who does that?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping.
Well,
all right.
God bless you for wishing on a star.
Maybe it'll happen.
Okay. The only star you should be wishing on is the star on Dak Prescott's helmet, because that's who you're going to be seeing out there starting that quarterback.
Who was the quarterback the first game they won? Y'all remember?
Dak Prescott. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
That was a nice learning curve for him.
That's
You mean when we lost by 1 point because Terrence Williams ran out of bounds? Terrence Williams ran out of bounds instead of kicking a field goal?
A win is a win.
Exactly. We got eight of them.
Okay, his and hers.
Exactly. We got eight of them.
All right. Well, we got front page news coming up.
Yes, we are going to talk about Giuliani. He's favored to be Secretary of State, according to reports. Also, I'm seeing that Donald Trump wants his kids to have security access.
They should have security.
If
you're the president,
security clearance.
They should have security.
What does that mean? Like Secret Service?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't they get that anyway?
They should.
I thought the whole family gets that.
I don't think they get it now. I think they get it when he's president, but they should have it now. I absolutely think that. Because he has people don't like him. They're protesting against him. You never know somebody's crazy ass, sicko.
Well, no, you're not allowed to hire your family members. You can't hire your kids. So he wants them to be able to be national security advisors, basically.
Oh, all right. We'll talk about it in front page. Yeah, that's a lot different. We'll talk about it in front page news. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Oh, and Karen Civil will be joining us this morning.
Yeah. And wow, we started off the show without playing a Drake song. Drop one of Clues Bombs for our program director. Finally switching it up. Jesus Christ.
You're a jerk.
We've been playing Drake for 2 weeks straight at the same time.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. No limit. Got that masterpiece. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now in Monday Night Football, the Giants beat the Bengals 21-20. Amazing game last night. Giants won. That's all that matters. Now let's talk about Giuliani.
Well, according to reports, the former New York City mayor, Giuliani, is now being discussed for possibly being Secretary of State. They're saying right now he is the favorite. Previously, he had been discussed for Attorney General and Defense Secretary. Now they're saying Secretary of State.
I'm telling you, it's the Legion of Doom. The world's greatest supervillains are going to be in control in D.C., and it just boggles my mind. First, it was Steve Bannon, a known white supremacist who said he did not want his kids to go to school with Jewish kids. Mm-hmm. And now Rudy Giuliani? Jesus Christ.
And then I told you earlier he wants his kids to have access to America's national security secrets.
What does that mean?
To have security clearance so that he could basically review class. They could, the kids could review classified information.
That cannot happen.
Now, I'm going to be honest. If my father was president, I want full access to everything they know about UFOs.
You can't do that.
At least UFOs. Just UFOs. Everything else I'm cool on.
No, you can't tell your daughter about UFOs.
Why not?
No.
If my daddy's the president, I need to know about extraterrestrials.
Well, he wants his kids to be part of the transition team, including his son-in-law.
I don't see the need for
no,
that.
No, then you know what I'll do if I'm somebody from overseas? I'll kidnap the kids. Kids ain't got security on them 24/7 like that. The president does. That's why the president has that information and all that security. So you just can't kidnap.
And wouldn't they be allowed to have personal emails or nothing if they had access to that information, right?
Correct.
I would think not.
I don't think they'll give up their Twitters and their Snapchats for
they would
access to the world.
Absolutely,
secrets.
They would.
I wouldn't.
Now let's talk about you were talking about security clearance for trans
right.
kids.
The plane seats that have the smoothest rides. And right now, pilots are revealing which plane seats have the smoothest rides. They're saying if you're in the front of the plane, that's where you can get the smoothest ride. So if you're going on a plane, obviously first class is always the smoothest ride. But they're saying even on planes that have no separate classes, try to ride in the front. There's less turbulence there, and
really?
You would get less motion sickness.
A lot less leg room, though, especially if you're in that front row. And a lot of those planes.
Really, the front row, I feel like, is not that bad. You just have to put your bags on top. I kind of like it because I put my feet up on the wall.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night. Maybe you had a bad morning. You need to vent a little bit. 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. This is your chance to vent. 800-585-1051. Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth, all right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Big J, Boston Uber driver. I did an overnight shift.
Big J, the Uber driver. Tell them why you mad, bro.
I'm mad because I drive these people around, these overprivileged white folks who just are not appreciative of the service that I give to the city.
And all the Trump supporters.
All the big Trump supporters, the ones I have to kick out from time to time, but I'm just upset because nobody's grateful for the service that I give to the city.
But we're grateful. Keep the Breakfast Club on when you drive.
What is it that you want people to do? Just be nicer, be more polite?
Yeah, just be pleasant. Show some respect. Show some courtesy. The guy who's picking you up at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, getting you to where you have to go, show me a little bit of love.
So everybody listening, show some respect to your Uber driver.
And that's the least you can do to the Uber driver, because the Uber driver could be a serial killer. Be mean to me, I'll chop you up.
You could be.
We had a bad Uber experience one time.
Really?
Yeah, one time when I was in L.A., the Uber picked us up, and I'm not going to say who it was, but she got in the back seat, and somebody had urinated on the seat, apparently.
So that was with you?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's not the
She didn't
Uber
urinate,
driver.
But she sat in the urine.
Oh, she sat in somebody's
right,
urine.
Right, but the Uber driver was spraying air freshener, so he knew something was wrong, and the whole seat was wet.
That's disgusting.
So she was like, why is the seat wet?
Oh, that's disgusting.
That's hot.
That's not hot.
So nasty.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Grant Michaels.
Grant Michaels. Tell him
what
you
What up, Grant Michaels?
What's going on, Bessie? Yeah, I ain't meet you yet, but I done met the rest of them, too.
Okay.
Hey,
but
you was a lie. I met you the other night. I gave you a copy of my first published novel, Prospects of Fame, Empire Supper Club. So
there we
I
go.
I gave you and Bakari Sellers a copy of my first published novel. Prospects of Fame, available everywhere. And
I was
like, yo, can I get
that.
A little plug or something?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with y'all because I love y'all brothers, man. Stop giving people stuff like books at the club, man. We be in the club, we be
work.
Drinking.
Yeah,
I don't know where that book is, my brother. And I ain't even disrespectful. But it's just like, don't hand me a book while I'm in the club.
Or a t-shirt.
But when is he going to have the opportunity to do that again?
And I love to read. The last thing I want to do is be handed a book in the club.
A t-shirt, a hat. I can't do nothing with that in the club. Hello, who's this?
My goodness.
I'm in the Army, man. I got paid a little early. Come to find out, it'd be my whole check. Got $200. What am I supposed to do with that for the rest of
the What happened to the rest of your money?
I did. I got to figure that out this morning, man.
Are they garnishing your check?
Nah. Actually, nah. But I called my son, you know, let him know what's going on. And he was like, all right, we'll figure it out first thing on Tuesday morning. But I'm just like, man, it's a little
I can't even touch that.
Listen, man. First of all, you sound very ungrateful, and you need to be thankful for the little bit that you do have, because that's how you get blessed more. It's somebody out there that will kill you for that $200 right now.
He's thinking he worked really hard. Where's the rest of my money?
It's somebody that'll put a bullet in you right now for that $200.
I'm keeping calm. You know, I can't do anything but wait. You know. So, gotta do what I gotta do, man. But I just wanted to say that this morning.
We got paid today, by the way. Now, if your check was $200, you would be mad.
Yeah. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was One Dance, Drake. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Oh, I see what happened. They just moved Drake a little bit down in the hour.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm dead ass there, though. I'm so ready for Thanksgiving break, man.
Really?
I need a break,
man. How many
man.
Weeks we got? We got about, what, 2 weeks?
No, for Thanksgiving.
A week?
Yeah, Thanksgiving is next week. We have off that couple days.
What? Really?
Listen, I'm looking forward to that. We don't take too much vacations, you know what I'm saying? I think this is our second one this year, right? Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. You know why I'm looking forward to it? Because I'm so drained by all these sneaky Trump supporters. At least I'm gonna go hang out in South Carolina where I know all the open Trump supporters.
I'm going to Curacao.
The hell is that?
Oh, yeah, I saw that on the schedule.
It's an island somewhere. Right, ye?
Yes, it is.
It's an island somewhere.
That sounds like somewhere you're going to get cured. What disease you got that you're trying to get healed from?
Well, I got to head out to Orlando, so that's going to be a big weekend.
That's an island.
Yeah, that's
what the hell
maybe
is Curacao?
I
gotta do a show out there, so I'm gonna stay in there a couple of extra days. Me and the wife going
I heard
out
it's
there.
Beautiful, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I ain't never heard of that in my life. Where is that?
They called and said they want to book me. I looked it up and it was nice. I said, okay.
What's it by?
I don't know.
Emmy has no idea.
Man. All they said, the weather's beautiful, it's real nice, and they said, we want to book you. I said, all right,
what
I'll
backup
be
host we got for
it's in the Caribbean.
In case Envy gets kidnapped and never comes back.
But listen to this.
Imagine Envy gets kidnapped and gets into a,
no,
into
I
a
heard
sex
really,
trafficking
really nice
slave.
I actually want to go there one day.
But listen, I'm going with Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, Meek Mill. Who else is on that thing?
I don't know. Why are you looking at me?
And me.
You hate your life.
I know.
That right there, that sounds like
quite a vacation.
Torture to me.
Yeah.
Are you bringing your wife?
Absolutely.
Here?
Last thing I would want to do on vacation is be around that many rappers.
Well, I got to do a show with them, and then I'm just going to go to the other side of the island, and we just going to relax.
I live a different type of life.
You're going to be relaxing right there on the beach with Lil Wayne, Rick
That's
Ross.
That's all right. I ain't mad at
him. Who else?
And Meek Mill.
And Meek Mill.
It should be a lot of fun. All right. Well, Karen Sickle
will
be
Rick Ross
going
to be on the beach battling to see who look worse with their shirt off?
Hey. I think I won that battle. I think I win.
You look worse?
Way better.
No, oh, he said who looks worse.
I think I look way better than Rick Ross. Now, Karen Sybil will be joining us next hour.
Yeah, she's a good friend of ours. Very inspiring young woman.
Casey.
We'll be chopping it up with her, but we got rumors on the way, Easy.
Yes, and speaking of inspiration, I'll tell you how Maxwell might have changed this person's life. Also, we'll discuss Taylor Swift. People were going in on her. We'll tell you why.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, dreams can come true. This happened in Lansing, Michigan. Lucas Holiday, he was a Dollar General cashier, and he was singing Maxwell's Ascension while checking out a customer. And that video of him singing got almost 500 million views. Check it out.
So tell me how long it's gonna take until you speak, baby, 'cause I can't live my life.
You're ruining it, Envy. Be quiet.
Without you here by my side.
Woo!
Woo!
Oh, right.
That's why you don't judge a book by its cover, because I was looking at him like, oh, he's a sneaky Trump supporter. Not even a sneaky one, an open Trump supporter.
You didn't know he was a Maxwell.
As soon as he starts singing Maxwell, I'm like, whoa, okay.
He definitely killed it.
You're a Democrat.
All right, well, of course, so many people saw this, including Maxwell, and he was on Good Morning America giving this message.
Hey, Lucas, this is Max. I saw your video. You're singing Ascension. You sound unbelievable. I wanted to personally invite you on stage at my Detroit show this Friday. And hopefully you'll join us. And congratulations. You have a sick, amazing voice.
Let me tell you something.
Please, yes, please.
Cosmetically challenged white people with soulful voices can prosper. Remember Susan Boyle? She didn't last long, but she made some money while she was out there for somebody.
Maxwell's show is a good show. If you get a chance to see it, check it out.
We went to it. I saw Maxwell shouted out Envy from on stage.
Yeah, I was dancing.
Shouting you out when he was doing pelvic thrust, though? I didn't understand that.
He wasn't doing pelvic thrust, right
when he went into Woman's Worth, he shouted you out. That was weird.
It was not during Woman's Worth. It was something.
Okay, you could do a little something, something.
Wow, that was worse. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Envy and Maxwell having a love connection.
If it's cool.
Shout out, that's the homie. Shout out to Maxwell.
All right, Lucas Holiday is great. This is great news for him. They said he had a reputation for singing to his customers. All his customers knew about his amazing vocal talents.
That's dope.
And he said, it's a crazy thing. Somebody will come in. I might be humming or something, but all of a sudden I burst out if they ask me. Sometimes I get a little blue, a little gloomy when I'm working, busy or whatever, stressed. You know how it is. And in any case, I'll just bust out. And it's crazy to watch people spread that kind of positivity.
His name is Lucas Holiday?
Yes.
Put him in the studio and record a Christmas album. Jingle bells, Batman smells, and let's get this money.
He look crazy.
What's wrong with people?
You see the way he looks?
He's the male Susan Boyle.
His voice was still amazing and it's still a great story.
That man looks like everybody USA.
Okay? So we'll be excited to see him. And make sure he doesn't freeze up when he performs on stage in Detroit on Friday.
He's a Simpsons character waiting to happen. He looks like Matt Groening created him now. He definitely looks like a Simpsons character.
All right, Apollo from Real Housewives of Atlanta, even though he's in jail, he's already engaged to somebody else. He's still married to Phaedra, but apparently he started dating this woman 2 years ago, which was before his prison sentence, which, by the way, was when he was still very married, and he still is. Mm-mm. They got engaged a couple of months ago. They're saying this woman lives in New Jersey, which is not far from where he is in federal prison, and they've already been shooting scenes for the new season. They're on the phone together, and producers are trying to keep her identity under wraps, but you can see her all over the internet right now, so. Somehow he managed to, from behind bars, meet a new woman and get engaged. All right. Congratulations to them, I guess. Now, Taylor Swift, people were upset about this news. Apparently, according to The Sun, she is going to be putting out a new album with a mixture of hip-hop and R&B on it. Now, part of the reason for this is because the remix of her song Bad Blood didn't have so much of a pop vibe. She felt like once Kendrick Lamar was on it, it turned into a big hit. So she does think that her fans will like this new direction that she's going in. And she has been hanging out with Drake a lot lately. I'm sure you guys have seen that.
Right.
We told you that he bought all these toys and things for her, accessories for her cat, her pet cat. So
I don't have no problem with that. The reason I don't have no problem with that is because hip-hop is pop culture now. And I keep trying to tell people
that
over and
over,
whether it's here at iHeart or up at Viacom, hip-hop is pop culture. So, yeah, that's what she should be doing. She should be doing hip-hop right now if she's a pop artist, right?
Right.
Okay. But she shouldn't have to announce it. Just do it. Just give us the music.
I don't know that she announced it.
No.
I just think it's reports maybe that from insiders around her.
So. Like producers and things like that.
Yeah, but approach it with no, take away all expectation. When you don't tell people what it is, they can't form an opinion about it beforehand.
Because think about it, she started off as country, then she went pop, and this is just yet another direction.
Yep.
It made me think about Beyonce, though, at the Country Music Awards and how upset they were that...
What did I say?
Beyonce performed
What did I say? I say it's the same thing. When they got mad at Beyonce the way we get mad at white artists when they do quote-unquote hip-hop music.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, Karen Civil will be joining us.
The young legend, KC.
We'll kick it with her when we come back. So don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Riri. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
The young legend,
Karen Civil.
I'm so happy to be here.
We're happy to have you here.
What the hell happened, Karen? We was riding with you. We was riding with her.
I know.
We went to the election night.
I know.
And without crying.
You left kind of early. Don't think I didn't notice. Ange, I saw you stayed.
They all know,
You
they
guys
left
definitely.
I had to go to the Colbert Show.
I did
the Colbert
Show.
Okay. I did the Colbert Show that night.
That's your excuse. What was your excuse?
I stayed the latest.
I didn't see you.
No, he was there. They were sitting somewhere else.
I stayed the latest. Okay. I was sitting with Yee's mom. We stayed the latest.
Because everybody that I saw coming in definitely wasn't there. Pusha was like, yeah, I'm going to go. People started changing their clothes. Then it was just like, Ange was sipping on her drink. I was just like, this is not feeling real good.
I started getting depressed.
And
for me, it started feeling bad.
Yeah, then it started to space out, and I was like, oh, this is not feeling good.
I thought it was a celebration party. That's really when I went. I was like, we're making history. I took my mom, because my mom loves Hillary Clinton, so she really wanted to go. So I brought her with me. She was like, do you think we'll meet her? Da-da-da-da-da. And then...
By the way, it was open bar till she started losing. When she started losing, they started talking about drinks. Now, how'd you get into politics, Casey?
you know, it started like 2 years ago. Terrence Jenkins, he invited me to the White House. So he was doing a whole bunch of Champion of Change events. And that was a first for me, because I was just like, he was like, you've ever been to the White House? I was like, no, why? He was like, well, do you want to come? I'm like, why? He's like, well, they're doing all these things. You have a social voice and a platform. You should use it outside of entertainment. So it started with Terrence, and I eventually got a speaking engagement there. And then Diara reached out because she saw all the stuff I was doing at the White House. And then she was like, hey, we love that you're using your voice and your platform in a certain way. Like, what do you think about Hillary? And I was just like, you know, it's a weird situation because at the end of the day, I'm still a Haitian American. Mm-hmm. And the stuff that the Clinton Foundation and things have done in Haiti haven't always been put in the best light. Mm-hmm. And a lot of conversations still need to be have about the things that were done and the money that was collected and stuff like that. So I was like, you know, that's a conversation that I want to have. But instead of complaining about it, I said, if I can be part of fixing this and be part of a solution, you know, me going in and being a part of this team, eventually being able to bring in other people who can help rectify certain situations and learn how to help Haiti moving forward, why not do it? So, you know, they had an event in Atlanta, a grassroots for African American event, and she was like, do you want to host it? I said, sure, who's going to be there? That's my first question. And she told me Monica. She listed all these people. She said, Usher. I said, cool. And she got to Monica. And that's what really, like, I'm just a fan of Monica.
Monica. What up, Mo?
So I was just like, Monica's going to be there? Cool, I'm coming. So I was excited more than anything. Even when I met Hillary, I was like, yeah, you know Monica's here. And she was like, what? I didn't think about it. I was just excited because I was like, the boy is mine. And I was like, I grew up on Monica. I was like, you know, Monica's here. She was like, what? I was like, you think she's taking pictures? She was like, what are we talking about right now?
No.
But yeah, that's where it started.
A lot of people always ask me, what is Hillary Clinton like? And obviously you know her more than we do. Mm-hmm. So what would you say? Because a lot of people have a preconceived notion of Hillary Clinton. They feel like she's very staged. Some people say she's not likable. What would you say?
I mean, when she was trying to run before, you know, people were like, she's very emotional. She's showing too much this, showing too much. So, of course, she came back and changed the business. Like, people are always going to complain, you know, but she's a mother at the end of the day. You know, she's crafted her career and she's worked for years and she's a hardworking, dedicated person. And it's every time you see her, I just feel empowered. She has an incredible, like, girl squad around her. She's like the epitome to me of like a Beyonce record, because it's just empowering to be around her team, to be around her. It's women of color. It's different ages from young to old. And she gives people an opportunity, you know, being able to have an opportunity to be a part of her team. And I didn't come into politics. I came in, you know, I started with fan sites. So even giving me a chance, and there were times where, you know, media sites would try to dig in and to find things about me. And she didn't go, okay, I don't want to be associated. They listened to my ideas, even bringing Pusha T in. You know, she caught a lot of flack for that.
Yeah, how did you get her to agree to a reformed drug dealer to push
it? But, you know, a thing for me is to be part of her campaign. There were four big things for me. It was working on making sure we have aid and relief for Haiti, prison reform, and that's something that I knew would acquire, you know, I would want to work with Pusha T on, because that's something he understands and he wanted
ex-felons.
To. Yeah, like he understands no offense. Yeah. Like he understands the system, having people in there and just what needs to be done moving forward. And, you know, he's also been working with my brother's keeper. You know, he's been to the White House a few times. So it's just like he's already vetted. People understand mental health and women's rights. Mm-hmm. So it only made sense for me to push somebody who's very passionate. He's educated. Again, he was vetted through the White House. So it made sense to use him. And I remember when she put out that tweet. She got so much flack and so many people like...
What tweet?
She put out win tickets to a Pusha T concert if you register to vote. So people were so mad, like, why is she tweeting about Pusha T? But what people don't know is over 30,000 people registered to vote off of that tweet. Mm. And two of the people who won, I believe they were from Detroit or Chicago, they were at the event that you guys left early for.
They left early.
Had to go to Colbert Show.
Okay, we got that. But to see the winners there and to see how excited they were, and then one of the girls was like, this is my first time ever voting. I won a contest. And she got to experience something. So it was more than anything empowering. You know, Pusha collabed and did the Delete Your Twitter t-shirt. The money for that went towards prison reform. So it was just collaborative efforts. I'm glad I did it. Pusha's glad he did it. You know, coming out of it, so many people were registered to vote for the first time.
Right.
And we got a lot of engagement off of it, especially for young millennials.
After the
I spoke to Diarra, because I know it was like a tough time, and
that was tough in there, boy.
Yeah, it was my birthday.
It was her birthday that day also.
So I was like, we had a cake. It was gonna be a celebration. Damn. I had the post ready. I was like, I got the post ready. I got my caption.
I had the picture of me, my daughter, and Hillary. I had the post ready.
I was just like, first I was going to put up my Turtle Aficionado post. Me and Pusha were matching. It was a great feeling. Now I was going to follow up with the cake picture of me and her. Like, first lady cake birthday. This is inspiring. Thank you, God. I was like, okay, we're not putting up nothing tonight.
You didn't even bring the cake out at all?
No, I was like, I'm cool.
Where's the cake?
No, we had drinks, though.
I got Karen a drink for her birthday. We toasted.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, I'm just taking this straight.
I saw your feature in The New Yorker, too. Mm-hmm. Said you made Hillary cool.
Yes.
Which seems like a very tough task.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's necessarily bringing in those ideas, you know, the Pusha T's, the certain things we should partner with, even, you know, coming on the show, and it's just... People kind of, like, I got a lot of backlash. People like, oh, you're pandering. She's using you to pander. I was like, listen, you want people to hear your side, hear your views, hear your objectives on how you feel about a certain situation. You want your voice to be heard. That's why we're here and she's listening. And then you get upset when she listens. So I'm like, this is just what it is. It's just like I want her to be a part of culture. It's not pandering. It's just like I want her to notice us, to see us for who we are. And her team was open to it. They loved it. And I had an incredible time. It's something I can add to my resume. Like, yeah, too bad we didn't win.
All right, we got more with Kieran Silver when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now we have Karen Civil in the building.
How do you think things went wrong? Like, what went left? Because I know going into it, we all were like, there's no way Donald Trump can win. Mm-hmm. And then with the odds, people were saying, okay, Hillary's got this in the bag. Yeah. What happened?
She won the popular vote, though.
You know, middle America, more than anything, is not ready for a woman president. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of... It was crazy to see how much, you know, white women did not vote for her. And more people were afraid of losing their white privilege than just like women's rights and things like that. And she stood so close to the mothers of the movement and for a lot of the things that Barack Obama stood for. So it's like, okay, here's this white woman supporting this black man. So it was just, you know, it was backlash from it. But I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting a victory. And yeah. I thought people more than anything was ready to continue the change. Mm-hmm. But I will say, I'm trying to be optimistic about the situation. I have this thing where I feel like Donald Trump is, like, he's a participation trophy. He's like that kid whose parents kind of cheated their way onto the team. Mm-hmm. Like, he paid his way to get in there. And I feel like they're going to set him up to win just to make Barack Obama look bad. Like, with everything they didn't want to pass and do for Barack, I feel like they're going to do for
Trump. Right, and he has all his support is in Congress. So.
Yeah, fixing roads. So I think he's probably going to keep Planned Parenthood. Everything I think they're literally, it's going to be okay. I'm trying to be optimistic about it.
Right.
You know, he's already calling out of work before he even gets to work.
Right.
Like, he don't even already want to live there. So it's like, it's crazy, but I'm trying to be optimistic and think, you know, a lot of the things he was probably just playing off, you know.
What people wanted to hear.
He's really not.
I think y'all giving him too much benefit of the doubt. I think when somebody shows you who they are, believe them, man.
And
I
don't agree with you. You look at who he's appointing and you're like, wow.
Yes. Yeah.
And Bannon is a known white supremacist who said he didn't want his kids to go to school with Jewish kids. Like.
And I'm just trying to, like, in such a crazy and dark space, I'm just trying to find the light. Gotcha. And I'm just trying to, like, because the next 4 years are very scary and it more than anything, it makes it scary because we don't know what's going to happen. It's a big question mark because he never really told us, like, what he plans on changing.
He didn't really say anything.
He just said a whole bunch of things like, I don't want to do this, what he doesn't like. So we don't know what he's keeping, what he's changing. And I didn't get a chance to watch his 60 Minutes interview. I saw a lot of comments from it that were very scary. But I'm just trying to remain positive trying to find the light in a very dark place.
Would you think that Hillary should join the administration?
Yeah. I mean, if it's to help combat his ignorance and certain things he said and to help America move forward in some sort of fashion or way, why not? You know, if it can help us as a whole and as people continue Barack Obama's legacy, why not do it?
Now, what if he says, Karen, I need some help with my social media?
I'm cool. Because it's definitely people like, so why are you going to? I'm like, you know what? This would have been my first time being a part of history. And I'm like, I'll circle back in 4 years. Right. I'll see who's out there.
When
but
Kanye's
this is
president.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm cool. No, Kim is not so bad. I was right. just like, I can be over here. I was like, you know, the uniform be Yeezys. It'll probably be a little bit cooler. It'll probably be a little bit cooler. So
let's talk about Haiti some more. The Clinton Foundation was accused of stealing mm-hmm. money from Haiti. Did you ever have a conversation with her about that at all?
You know, I had a conversation with DR and her team early on. Mm-hmm. And she put me in touch with the people who ran the Clinton Foundation. It was something that we had an offline conversation about. And it was just pretty much how we're going to move forward. You know, there's a lot of things that were done wrong. Certain things were mishandled. But how do we move forward to help and get the relief and aid that we need? Mm-hmm. And that was something that was going to be done. And, you know, even though she's not in the White House, it's something that, I'm still passionate about my Haitian culture, my Haitian people. So it's something that I'm still going to continue to fight for with things that I'm doing. And it's a situation that's unfortunate, but I just want to keep moving forward.
Did you get backlash from other Haitians over your support of her?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely got backlash from people, but you're going to get backlash
you get
with
backlash
everything.
No matter what.
It doesn't matter. Like,
If you vote or if you don't vote. If you support Hillary, you should support Donald. It doesn't matter.
It's just like people are just like, oh, how can you support Hillary? I'm like, okay, so do you want me to do nothing? Like, you're tweeting mm-hmm. and you're leaving these long... Like, people writing four-page letters on my, on my Instagram. And I'm like, I want to create some sort of change. I'm okay with the position. I want to find a solution to this problem. You're just talking about the problem.
Word.
So I'm okay with where I am, and I'm comfortable sleeping at night knowing that when I get into a position of power, I'm going to bring other people on. It's about passing the baton, not complaining about it.
Now, let's talk about your branding agency.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've launched this new agency.
Mm-hmm. You want all the money, huh?
You just want all the money.
I got a phantom. Some type of spirit.
Call a wraith.
Okay.
It's called a rave. And the funny thing is, I don't call Karen much, but when she got that, I called and said, congratulations.
He's such a he did. I was just like, oh, wow. I feel like, because, you know, you're like the car aficionado.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I got a stamp. And then Fab liked it, too. I was like, oh, okay. Wow. I'm really like.
People that know about cars and yeah. care is really into this.
And I was just like, I like it because it's baby blue. And I was just like, you know. But,
I'll take it.
But, yeah, so I folded Always Civil into the Marathon Agency with my business partners, Jorge Paniche and Stephen Carlos.
It sounds like they got a lot of money.
Steve-O.
Jorge sounds like the plug.
He's real name.
No, Jorge is. It's something that we were thinking about for a while because, you know, we all work with management with Nipsey. And, you know, it's partially funded by Nipsey Hussle. And we had all these different ideas, especially when we did the $100 mixtape and the $1,000 mixtape. It did well. And so many people were reaching out to us like, so we need help with certain things. Mm-hmm. So now we have a whole bunch of clientele. It's from digital marketing to branding to management. So we have like Nick Cannon, Nicki. We have Jeezy, number one album, by the way. Excited about that.
Jeezy worked because he got number one.
He listened. Mm-hmm. Everything.
YG.
Yeah, YG. Of course, we have Nipsey. We have Dave East.
That's good you and Nicki still got a relationship, though. Because y'all had a relationship before she was with me.
Yeah.
And y'all would do the double dating and then that.
We still have a relationship. What's crazy is people think I don't have a relationship with Meek. Mm-hmm. You know, me and Meek are still great. He is one of the people in the industry that I will say who is very genuine and just naturally happy for you. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you can send him like, hey, I just learned to do, yo, that's crazy, that's dope, keep going. And he's like, really inspiring. You know, he really gets inspired that you are continuously doing things. So we still have like a great relationship. We had a relationship before, mm-hmm. you know, the person I was dating. Of course, we had one before that, and we're going to have one after that. So.
All right, we got more with Karen Civil when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Notorious B.I.G. with One More Chance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have an entrepreneur from Elizabeth, New Jersey, Karen Civil in the building. Now, Charlamagne?
You rep Hillary, and you got known gang members like YG and Nipsey. Mm-hmm. You got reformed drug dealers like Pusha and Jeezy. Like,
why you can't get a girl who do both?
I'm with you.
Yeah, but it's just like, I always tell people, it's this one thing. I remember watching an episode of Oprah. Do you remember when she had the crash cast on her show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ludacris wasn't allowed to come.
Right.
In the audience or something.
Yeah. And I was just like, I love Oprah. But I was just like,
that
you know
was
what?
Disappointing.
Yeah, I was like, that in itself is just like, why can't hip-hop be a part of the conversation? And later on down the line, you know, we see her in Marcy, and she has a great relationship with Jay.
And I like that Oprah. Right. And I said, I want to be a form of that in my own way. Mm-hmm. Why can't I be with people who are business people? That's their reality. Mm-hmm. That's how they grew up. That's how Nipsey and YG grew up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, one can be a blood, one can be a crip, but they also can sit in the same room, have business ventures. They're entrepreneurs. So that in itself is incredible. And again, it's just like, I still can, you know, Pusha T is at the White House. He's reformed. He's doing certain things. And that was their past. You know, it's moving forward in their future and things that they're working on. And I'm okay with that.
And let's be clear. There's all different levels of crimes. There's all these blue collar crimes.
Yeah.
And we don't really stress all of that. It's just because these are hip hop artists.
Yeah, but they're not outside still gang banging. And like, YG's on a sold out tour.
Right.
Nipsey
he's
has
changed his life for the better, and
he's
not selling crack,
inspiring
right
for people to actually.
I mean, he's
see
rapping
that
about it, but it's just music. He's a product of his environment.
Who Push is not still selling?
He's not.
Push
not.
Been living very comfortably.
he's definitely like president of good music. Yeah. You know, he's chilling.
Push
like,
is doing good.
Yeah.
Now, have you spoken to Lil Wayne about his comments that he made? Because I know you guys are tight.
That was like one of your sites you launched, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was a disappointment when you heard him.
It wasn't supposed to come out. You know, it's just like he's somebody who's in a bubble and people don't understand that. He's in his own world. You know, there are people who don't watch TV, who just watch he just watches ESPN. He's in his own world and he's doing certain things. A lot of people aren't updated on what's happening with like our society and our reality because unfortunately it doesn't resonate and doesn't touch down on them. Like, they don't take the train. They don't know what it's like to take the subway or to know what's happening in their backyard because his backyard looks a little bit different. I'm not saying I'm not giving him an excuse. I'm not giving it a pass. I'm not saying it's okay. But it was an interview that wasn't supposed to come out because he understood later he wasn't. And the way it was edited and chopped up, it made it seem like he just didn't care about Black Lives Matter movement. He understands what it is. You know, he was later updated and told him what exactly it is, what it's about, what the movement about, because I think people get very misconstrued when it comes to that. They just think they're saying only Black people matter. So it's just like he understands. And it was something that was supposed to come out. They tried to depict him in a bad light and use it to their advantage to like taint what Black Lives Matter means and kind of making it seem like, hey, even this rapper doesn't care about you guys. And it's an unfortunate situation. You know, he apologized, and it's a lesson learned. You know, he's somebody who has charities. He helped me with my Christmas drive last year with donating clothes to all the kids at the school. So he cares about Black lives more than anything. You know, he has children. He understands the importance of it. And it was just an unfortunate situation.
We had a conversation on the radio about T.I. You think T.I. was wrong for calling him out publicly?
Yeah, this is somebody who's your friend. You know, it's just like...
I said the same thing. If you're my friend, you call me.
You know, and I love T.I., but, you know, again, T.I. is opinionated, mm-hmm. so you can't even be offended by that. So it's like it's kind of a straddle of the fence. Mm-hmm. But this is somebody who's your friend. Like if something's happening, Angela or Charlamagne, they'll text me, they'll call me. You know,
if you
it's
buy a
just
car,
like,
Envy will text you.
Or he needs a, you know, Louis bag or something. But it's just like you call and you text each other. You don't put it in a public place of form. I definitely think you should have, you know, I reached out, you know, and it's just like, hey, you know, let me help you understand. Like, if you really care and you want to fix the situation, you reach out, like, let me update you and let me make sure you're well informed and what's going on in your community and what's happening so you don't make these mistakes again, as opposed to just uploading and saying these things. But again, T.I. is very opinionated, so you can't be offended by that. He probably was just in the moment at the time. And, you know, they'll work it out between them. So.
I'm sure they will.
And I think you did
they'll
that.
Be fine.
I think T.I. did that for the other side. Like how when you said people look at Wayne and use Wayne as a, see, even this rapper don't care about BLM. I think T.I. did that to, like, deflect that.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a conversation they're going to have with each other. And I think they'll be fine because, you know, their kids grow up together.
Right.
The whole family is, like, kind of united. So it's something that played out in the public. And I think everyone's adding the opinions kind of, like, fueled it, too, and just added the emotion. I think they'll be fine, though. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you joining us and stopping through.
The young legend, Karen Civil.
Thank you for having me. It's like once a year. I feel good, though.
I know. That's good.
My mother loves it. She wants to know, like, are you guys good? You and Charlamagne.
Are we good?
Yeah. Because she was upset.
Oh, she probably heard
oh,
one time.
Oh, you tell me
that. No, remember, yeah, when she was arguing, my mother was upset at that. She's like, why is she talking to him? I was like, mother, joking. She's like, well, she was like, was Angela's
when she was calling me bleach face?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we were playing.
That was a joke.
Oh, we were playing.
No, I know, but she was upset. But I was like, mother, joking.
Yeah,
but
she doesn't understand. I'm going to tell you what really happened with that situation was that Charlamagne was filming me and it was annoying.
That was
right. So I was just saying anything.
Like,
right, so I said that because I thought he wouldn't post it because I'm calling him a bleach face.
Oh, no. He's going to post it. He's so posting every and anything.
I would just say the worst thing possible to him.
Yeah. He's posting. He's posting.
He posted it.
And you were so drunk.
No, but he's posting every and anything. And then I laughed and she was like, you think this is funny? Would you talk to your brother? I'm like, yeah, I would, man. Like, she took it very serious. Yeah, and I was like, Angela, I'm going to be honest. You might have to apologize because I'm going to have to keep hearing about this.
I am sorry to Karen Sybil's mom. I said that just because he was all in my face on camera, and I wanted him to not post it.
And more than anything,
I said something crazy.
I was like, Ma, you know this is not me, right, saying this. Man. She was acting, I was like, Ma, you can't really scold other people's children. Like,
that's funny.
I have to live Sybil from now on.
No. Yes, yes.
Karen Sybil is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Thank you.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I just watched the super trailer for the new season of Love & Hip Hop New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it does look pretty good. The cast.
Who's
members.
On it this season?
All right, so Kimbella and Jules are on the trailer.
Jules and Shannon.
Get it back. Okay.
Mm-hmm. As well as Cardi B. It looks like Cardi B is going to have a love interest on the show, but it looks like it turns into a triangle because he already has a girlfriend. It's her producer in the studio.
What happened to Self?
All of this is in the trailer. Self is still on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Self actually kicks Cisco out of the Creep Squad, and they get into an altercation because I guess Cisco is trying to manage Mariah.
What do you mean get in an altercation? I know DJ Self is not on Love & Hip Hop fighting like a thot.
Well, I don't
Self
know. It looks like there's some type of issue between the two of them.
Maybe an argument.
If DJ Self is on Love & Hip Hop fighting like one of these Instagram thots, we're going to have problems
you
up there.
You know Self is not fighting. He's arguing.
Okay. All right. Also, we get a chance to see Snoop from The Wire from Baltimore. She's mm-hmm. on there. And then Cameron and his girlfriend, Juju.
I heard they're
Cam's on Love & Hip Hop New York?
Now, mm-hmm. check out a little piece of the trailer.
You put on a bra and panty and got your ass done and took my man to your hotel room like the man that you are. You're a bird. Mariah told me you invited my man to the hotel.
Yes, I did tell her. You really just try to hit me, bitch.
Oh, my chest.
She's having a heart attack.
Are she serious?
Get her arm.
Oh, my God.
And I'm gonna take your man, bitch.
Don't do that. You can have him.
Welcome to New York, bitch.
Cardi B and who?
I guess the producer she's working with, she starts to like him, but he has a girlfriend already. In addition to that, Yandy is having some issues with Mandisi's baby mother's on the show.
By the way, Cam and Juju could have been had their own reality show a long time
Funny you say that because Cameron posted that he's actually not a cast member. Check this out.
Oh.
Good evening, everyone. I'm not a cast member on Love & Hip Hop. I did a scene for Jewels because he's on the show. I did a scene for Juju because she's on the show. I should not be in anybody's commercials, especially when the paperwork isn't done. Obviously, these people haven't done business with me before, so they don't know how I get down. But tomorrow, we'll take care of it.
AKA, I need an extra 100,000. Okay?
Absolutely.
I need an extra 100,000 now, Mona Scott. You know?
Cam is a businessman.
I can't imagine they would do that without having a signed off on it.
Not with Cam. You don't play with Cam. Cam is serious about his business.
Cam will stick you up. Well, drop one of those bombs for Cam.
Cameron has some other issues, too, with Dana White. Check it out.
Second order of business is Dana White from the UFC. You've been using my song all week to promote the Conor McGregor fight at Madison Square Garden. The song, Welcome to New York City, featuring Jay-Z. Off my album, Come Home With Me. Once again, nobody reached out to me. And somebody should have told him how I get down.
That's an M easy. That's an M easy. That's a million easy for Cam.
You definitely don't mess with Cam with that business.
Easy money for Cam, man. Easy money.
All right.
Dana White should be smarter than that. Mm-hmm. Who did that? Who made that mistake?
I don't know. Now, let's discuss a show that we all love in this room, Insecure. Insecure has been picked up for season 2.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Issa Rae, damn it.
Congratulations to her. And they're also going to pick up 2 extra episodes in season 2, so it's going to be renewed for 10 episodes now. All right.
Love that show.
Yeah.
I'm emotionally invested. Got pissed off the last 2 weeks, actually.
Yeah, you were very upset about that, but we'll discuss it. But if you haven't seen Insecure, make sure you check it out. And speaking of TV, guess what else is coming back to TV? The Cosby Show. It's coming back December 19th.
Old episodes.
The reruns. Okay. Yes, the old episodes. Because, you know, they already took those off. Well, it's going to be on Bounce TV. They announced it on Twitter. You asked, and we heard you loud and clear. Bounce is, we're bringing The Cosby Show back by popular demand. Tune in December 19th.
That's good.
And so there you have it.
Oh, man, they're planning on killing Bill before then, man.
What you mean?
Don't be surprised if Bill Cosby kicks the bucket before December 19th.
No, don't say that.
I'm telling you right now. Mark my words.
Something positive for the culture. That's great.
And Russell Simmons has written a letter to Donald Trump. It was published in the Huffington Post. He said, I have known Donald Trump for nearly 30 years. He has been a real friend. He has been in my home, my office, and I've been in his. While I vigorously campaigned against his presidential candidacy, he won the election, and I hope he hears these words. Donald, congrats on becoming our next president of the U.S. While almost everyone in this country doubted that you could win, you believed in yourself and pulled off one of the greatest upsets in political history. Now your new job begins, and I offer you some friendly advice. So he said he does disagree with many of the things that Donald has said during his campaign and many of the policies. He said, I'm willing to work for and with you. So it was a whole long letter. If you guys have a chance to read it, make sure you go to the Huffington Post and check out Russell Simmons' letter to Donald Trump.
Knock it off, Russell. He's going to send your black ass back to Africa along with the rest of us.
He said an entire generation of young people fear that this country has just elected its first dictator, and I cannot blame them for thinking that. However, I know you and I have to believe that you want to listen to outside people. But if you want to listen to people like Rudy Giuliani and Mike Pence, then I'm sorry to tell you that your 4 years in the White House will be incredibly unpleasant.
That's exactly who he's listening to. Mike Pence is his vice president. President Rudy Giuliani probably going to be what? Secretary? What did they say?
Secretary of State.
Come on, stop it. Yeah. He's not listening to you, Russell. He didn't even get that letter.
He's not even a vegan.
Probably got you blocked on Instagram.
Not even a vegan. He's stupid.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Missy. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
It's a couple people in West Virginia. One's name is Pamela Taylor. The other is the mayor of West Virginia. Her name is Beverly Whaling. They need to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with them, please.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it of the day.
Charlamagne.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, November 14th goes to Pamela Ramsey Taylor and Beverly Whaling, okay? Pamela is the Clay County Development Corporate Director, and Beverly is the mayor of West Virginia. Salute to everyone who listens to us on 98.7 The Beat in Charleston, West Virginia. Drop on a clues bomb for West Virginia. I've been to West Virginia. I got people in West Virginia. Salute to my man Joey. R.I.P. to my guy Shane Gandy. I remember when I was in West Virginia once, I was hanging out with them, and I was in full camo gear, and I had a black ski mask on, and it was freezing because it was winter. We were in Simpsonville, I believe, and I was there filming an episode of Buckwild for MTV. My friend Little Duval was with me, and we stopped at a drugstore, and I put my ski mask on because it was freezing, and Shane screams, Charlamagne, no! Don't go in there with that ski mask on! You're a nigger in West Virginia! They'll shoot you dead!
That's what he said?
Yes, that was his exact words.
Wow.
I didn't mind that warning at all. I remember thinking, damn, I'm from South Carolina, a place where highways are named after notorious racists like Strom Thurmond, a place where the Confederate flag flew on the State House lawn for years. So I was thinking, damn, is West Virginia that much different from South Carolina the way I can't walk in a drugstore when it's freezing out with a ski mask on? The answer to that is clearly yes, because Pamela Taylor has been removed from her position, and the mayor is under heavy scrutiny this morning, and it's an online petition seeking to remove her from her job because of a racist Facebook post. Would you like to know what was said on the post?
Man, I saw yes. That was so
please.
Mad.
Let's go to WSAV.com for the report.
Well, a Facebook post made by a Clay County woman has launched a social media firestorm, and the mayor's comments on that post have nearly 1,500 people asking for both of their resignations. A message posted on Pamela Taylor's account reads, "It will be refreshing to have a classy, beautiful, dignified First Lady in the White House.
I'm tired of seeing an ape in heels.
Wow.
The mayor of Clay, Beverly Whaling, replied, just made my day, Pam. She says the aftermath of her post has become a hate crime against her.
Now, we did receive a statement from Taylor, who posted a new message last night. In part, it reads, her post may be interpreted as racist, though she says it was in no way intended to be. She says she was referring to her personal opinion of the attractiveness, not to the color of one's skin.
What?
First of all, Pamela, you are the mayor of Beverly Whaling. Can't be upset over any threats or hate that may come your way. You get back what you put out. You said Michelle Obama looks like an ape in heels, okay? Now, Michelle Hive is on your ass. Luckily for both of them, their Facebook accounts have been deactivated, so they can't really get to slander properly. The slander is probably what forced them to deactivate their accounts. Second of all, does it make it better that you said you weren't trying to be racist, okay? You said our first lady looks like an ape. An ape, as in Caesar. You may not have known that monkey is a racial slur towards black people. Mm. I'll play devil's advocate and say that. White devil's advocate. But you have the unmitigated gall, the audacity to say our beautiful first lady looks like an ape. Pamela Taylor, I Googled you. I had to find your images. It's a website called www.everpedia.com. I just put her picture up on Revolt. I got her picture.
Talk about what somebody looks like.
Yeah, I never heard of this site before, but she has a profile on it. It says her place of employment, Clay County Development Corporation, location Clay, West Virginia. And it says she was removed from her position on November 14th, 2016, after a controversy over comments on Michelle Obama. Is the picture still up on Revolt? Put the picture back up for the people. Okay.
How dare she talk about how anybody looks.
She got a big face.
The last person who should be commenting on someone's physical appearance is Pamela Taylor. Pamela Taylor looks on a lot of levels like a Twitter egg. Imagine if Mr. Potato Head came out with a new line of dolls called Miss Twitter Egg, and you started off with this big-ass white round egg with eyes. Then you could add a little blonde wig, some red lips and lipstick, some eyelashes, a little blush on the cheeks, and then you have Pamela Taylor. Now, I've been to West Virginia, okay? There's some gems on the low. West Virginia got a few pretty women in them woods. But Pamela Taylor has never been one of them, okay? Pamela Taylor looks like the before picture for every weight loss program ever invented. But I'm not going to slander her, okay?
You already did.
No, I'm not going to slander her. What Michelle Obama say, when they go low, we get high?
No.
What she say, when they go low, we fly high?
No.
No lie. Bullet. Okay, whatever, all right? Pamela Taylor and Beverly Whaley, I don't feel sorry for anything that happens to you or anything that is said to you after making these comments about Michelle Obama. But once again, this is the kind of element that supports people like your president-elect, Donald Trump. Okay? Trash just begets more trash. Please give Pamela Taylor and Beverly Whaley the biggest hee-haws, please.
Jeez. She's hard to look at.
That's how it always is. Listen, never mind. I'm not even going to say anything.
You want to go high?
I'm going high.
Let's go high. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Because I don't want to slander somebody else. But I think it's great when people do things like that and you screenshot it and it goes viral and those people suffer the consequences of things that they say on social media that are very ignorant.
Yeah, because sometimes people don't know what they look like. And sometimes you just have to remind them what they look like. I'm serious.
But beauty comes from the inside. What made her really ugly is that she had the nerve to make a statement like that.
No, she's really ugly.
What makes her really cosmetically challenged is her body, her face, okay? The mirror works two ways. You can look in the mirror and see everything that's right with you. You can look in the mirror and see everything that's wrong with you. A lot of us have the tendency just to see what's right.
Right.
So you need people on social media to remind you what's wrong. Pamela Taylor, it's a lot of wrong
there. Wrong.
Just wrong.
Wrong all
round
over the place.
And wrong.
Wrong.
All right, just a lot of round wrong going on.
Wrong.
Okay?
But aside from all that, it was the ugliness of her thoughts and the things that she posted on Facebook.
That is true.
That's what's really ugly.
She definitely looked like she'll go to a Golden Corral and just chill for a long time. She just pull up a chair at Golden Corral and just chill.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. When we come back, we're talking more of Insecure, HBO.
You know that's our show. And congratulations for them getting renewed for a second season. Like we said during Rumor Report, they're going to have 10 episodes in the new season. But Charlamagne came in here very disturbed after it was two episodes ago, and he was upset over something that Issa Rae's character did on the show.
What happened?
She got smutted out in the studio?
She was in the studio, and she had sex with her ex-boyfriend, basically. Mm-hmm. And she went back home to her
boyfriend. Just went and sat next to her boyfriend smelling like penis in studio
happened. Did she shower?
Come on now.
But anyway, aside from all of that, it's been bothering him, and every day he's been coming in here upset. The question is, should she tell her boyfriend that she cheated with her ex. No. She even had a scenario in her head where she imagined what would happen if she confessed.
And what
to him.
Happened?
It was a little wife-beating situation going on.
Really?
But it didn't happen. That's just
in her head. Okay.
What she pictured.
All right, so the question is, 800-585-1051, if you cheat, do you come clean or do you hope they never find out? That's the question.
Right.
800-585-1051. 800-585-1051. If you cheat, do you come clean or hope they never find out? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Too Good, Drake. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we were talking Insecure on HBO. I don't watch the show, Yee, so tell the people what you're talking about.
Oh, man, when are you got to catch up this weekend? You're going to really enjoy it. And it's only half an hour.
This weekend, I'm going to be in Detroit. Next weekend, I got you.
We were talking about, on the show, Issa Rae's character, Issa, obviously on the show. She cheated on her boyfriend with her ex-boyfriend. Now she's back home with her boyfriend. She's not even talking to her ex-boyfriend at all anymore. But should she confess that she cheated?
She absolutely should not confess that she cheated. I absolutely hated that whole scenario. She got smutted out in the studio. Then she went home and just sat next to her boyfriend like it was nothing, smelling like penis in studio. And probably weed and black and mild. Like, that was just disgusting to me.
She should tell. Just get it out the way. If it's a relationship where they're married.
They're not married.
They're not married. They live together.
They live together. They've been together for a long time.
The worst part was that.
How long they been together?
A long time.
Been unemployed for a long time, so they've been together since before that.
And that's what I didn't like.
You see, it'll come out anyway.
The man is an educated man. He's trying to, you know, get on his feet.
Right.
Oh, and you know this man loves you.
Right.
But you out here giving it up to some aspiring producer. For no damn reason whatsoever.
Well, in all fairness, he didn't do anything for her for her birthday.
She what?
He didn't do anything for her for her birthday, and he's been kind
of... That ain't reason to go get some other penis.
I'm not saying it's a reason, but I wouldn't say that he's been doing the best job.
So if it was a basketball player,
their relationship was a little rocky.
No, it wouldn't be better at all. I just don't like when I see good guys get done dirty.
You ever cheated on a girl that was good to you?
Of course. Okay. And the fact... but I'm a man. That don't count. And the fact that he had an opportunity to smash another chick, and he turned it down.
Well, I'll tell you this. If she's truly and really sorry and won't do it again, she should tell him. Get it out
there.
No! Because it's going to be biting at her neck the whole time.
No, man.
If she should tell to relieve her own guilt.
Both.
And then make him feel terrible.
No, both. But it might come up anyway, so you might as well get it out the way.
It might ruin their relationship.
First of all, nobody should confess to cheating. That's number one. Number two,
unless
definitely.
Unless you get caught.
Yeah, unless you get caught, like, super red-handed. I'm talking about penis in the vagina or vagina wrapped around some penis.
That's not the only way to get caught.
No, Charlamagne's thing is deny.
Damn right. And it's your ex. So when it's your ex, that makes it even worse. Because now your dude is thinking, oh, you never stopped loving this guy, clearly. How long have y'all been smashing? Did y'all ever stop? That's what I'd be thinking. It just opens up too much can of worms. Speaking of cheating, Envy posted a picture with him and Odell Beckham. Let's talk about that, all right?
Another
Does
one?
Does Gia know about this?
What's wrong with
Wait,
the
is
picture?
Another one?
And they look like they matching and everything. Look, Gia, they got the...
What?
This is from last night.
Yes.
Now that I think about it, because you got the same outfit on.
So what?
Whoa.
Oh, you didn't make it home?
What's wrong with you?
Whoa.
Wow, okay.
What is wrong with you?
Whoa.
Shout out to Odell Beckham Jr.
Whoa. Whoa. You just got up with Odell after the game last night?
What are you talking about?
Whoa.
Now you know he's a Giants fan.
Yeah, I bet he is.
Yeah, what's wrong with y'all, man? Gosh. Shout out to the Giants. They won last night. Shout out to them.
Woo. Oh, it's a
Odell
double
be
win.
Out here catching everything. Literally.
Hello, who's this, man?
Good morning. This is Jasmine from St. Louis.
Jasmine, if you cheat, do you come clean?
Have you ever told and confessed that you cheated?
When I was mad, like when we were about to break up, I was like, oh yeah, by the way, I went out with so-and-so. But I think she should tell just because it was haunting her. Like, I think she didn't tell because they're finally in a good place.
Oh yeah, that's what happens. That D from the past will come back and haunt you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Sean from New Jersey.
Sean, if you cheat, do you come clean or you hope they never find out, bro?
You gotta come clean, man.
See?
Truth always comes out.
Just
I'm a firm believer.
Have you ever confessed to cheating?
Yeah, after I learned the hard way.
What does that mean? How did it work out? Did y'all work it out or not?
I got, we worked it out. Yeah, still together now, and I'm not doing that shit.
But
again.
You got caught.
I always get caught. Everyone does.
Okay, so you had to tell because you got caught.
You only get caught when you tell. Okay?
No, that's not true.
If you don't tell, it's really just all speculation.
800-585-1051.
I ain't confirming nothing.
If you cheat, do you come clean or you hope they never find out? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was J. Cole, No Role Models. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking a new show on HBO, Insecure.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about Issa Rae on the show. She cheated on her boyfriend. Charlamagne was very upset about it. And we're wondering, would you ever confess to cheating? Or have you ever?
I was upset just because her dude is a good dude. Her dude had a chance to get some other buns in the show, and he didn't. You know, and he just been being a good guy. He's just trying to get on his feet. So I didn't understand why he deserved to get cheated on.
Well, I think she feels terrible about it. It felt like she was thinking about breaking up with him, though. It's not like their relationship was in the best space.
By the time this episode ended, it was good.
There was a little bit of rockiness, you know, going on. So have you ever confessed to cheating, Charlamagne?
Yes, I have. And I regret it.
Why? Why do you regret it?
I just don't think that's something that you should be confessing to. It don't make it no better just because you confess.
It does. It does to some people because some people want to know why, what happened, and they want to get
I respect the honesty. You know what I'm saying? I respect the honesty because the truth of the matter is if my woman tells me she cheated on me, if I tell my woman I cheated on her, I don't plan to leave her. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to know. Me personally, I don't want to know either.
Like, what you telling me for?
So you're saying she should tell, but you guys, if your wives cheated, you wouldn't want to
know. I wouldn't want to know.
Don't tell me because you feel bad.
If I don't know, I don't want to know.
Don't tell me because you feel bad.
I don't want to know.
You deal with that. All that is, you know what that is? That's just a transfer of negative energy. The law of energy is that energy is never lost or destroyed. It just merely transferred from one party to the next. So you slept with somebody. Now you feel bad. So you want to make me feel bad, too. Keep that to yourself.
You're very passionate
about
this.
I don't want that. I'm not passing in bad vibes to nobody.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Jamie from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Jamie.
Would you tell if you cheated?
I would not. Actually, I tried to, and it didn't work out. So I just decided to keep
it to
myself.
What do you mean it didn't work out? He didn't want to hear it?
What'd you do?
I did. I cheated on my boyfriend.
With
who? A couple years ago. My next boyfriend?
Hold alert.
Oh, stop it, man.
Okay.
Stop it, Mama.
Well, I didn't tell him for a minute, and then we all got to an argument, and I told him,
that's the worst time to tell somebody something like that.
Well, he didn't believe me, so I just didn't ever write it back up.
You like, I told you. Remember that Mario Winans song, I Don't Want to Know?
Yes. All right, now what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is confession is always weakness. The grave soul keeps its own secrets and takes its own punishment in silence.
Wow.
All right? Don't confess to me because you feel bad. Don't transfer that negative energy to me. You take that punishment of your own in silence. I want you to think of that penis that's haunting you, and you go to the grave with that, okay? Or go see a therapist. Don't bring it to me.
Now, is it cheating if you buy somebody a bottle in the club?
No.
Okay, because I heard Envy was buying bottles in the club last night.
You bought Odell Beckham Jr. a bottle.
I won't come
over there and slap you. I know he's still
Emmy,
on his rookie deal.
Did you buy a bottle for Odell?
I know
he's
on his rookie deal. You might be making more than Odell right now, but I will slap you if you bought Odell a bottle.
I mean, tell the truth, though. Did you? Because that's what I heard.
You bought him a bottle?
They won last night, so I sent my homie a bottle. Congrats for the win.
Wow.
Who told you that?
Wow.
What?
I got eyes everywhere.
What? That's the homie he won.
Odell and Envy sitting in a tree.
What kind of bottle you bought him?
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Doesn't matter.
First comes love, then comes marriage. Odell bloody that booty like a damn old savage.
Yo, shut up, man.
You try to get him drunk?
Shout out to Odell, shout out to the New York Giants. They won last night. They busted ass. So.
Yeah, they busted ass, huh? Drop on the clues bomb for Odell Beckham Jr. busting Envy's ass last night.
Did you buy the rest
of the
Giants a bottle?
You know what? You got rumors coming up.
Did you ask him why he got me blocked on Twitter?
I'm about to block you on Twitter.
And you wonder why you're blocked.
We all about to block you on Twitter.
Block this blessing.
What's in the room, G?
We're going to talk about Lil Wayne, what he said on stage that has people saying, all right, this Cash Money thing is completely over, but has he signed a new deal?
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the
gossip.
The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Lil Wayne was performing in L.A., and he had a festival over the weekend, and he changed some of the lyrics to his song so you can see what type of mind state he's in, because there's been times when it seemed like Lil Wayne and Birdman were speaking again, but clearly he wants nothing to do with Cash Money. And I'll tell you who he does like, Jay-Z. Check it out.
I don't care who y'all are, motherfucking all 3 million. I'm a Rockefeller millionaire.
through some tough times in our country right now.
All right, so he acknowledges we are going through tough times in the country as well.
He should have had a chance to do that Rockefeller deal, like, what, 10 years ago when he should have did that deal?
He has a deal with Tidal.
What about Young Money, though? And you don't rep that no more either?
Or he's partners with Birdman with that.
Of Cash Money, you really can't.
So when you burn down the Carter, you got to burn down the whole Carter.
Everything
out of
that.
You got to restart. Mm-hmm. You got to refresh, restart. It is what it is sometimes. All right, Donald Glover was talking about the show Atlanta and why on his show Atlanta, it's not about him as a rapper, but he has somebody else.
I probably chose that because I just thought that would, I wouldn't want to watch that. I thought that'd be a bad show.
The show about you as a rapper?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to watch that. And also, I don't want to blur that line. Like, I enjoy blurring a lot of things, but I feel like that line is just not enjoyable to blur.
And here's what else he has to say about the character of Paperboy.
I think people that we kind of based him off of, whether it's like Jeezy or Gucci Mane or like, you know, those kind of dudes, they're not in it really trying to glorify, you know, like they're just talking about what's actually happening. Like it's hard. Like you can't sell drugs once you get famous. And I think Paperboy's kind of figuring that out too. I think people forgot that people actually make music for fun. Like the funds you make from like drugs allow you to do something that no one pays you to do really anymore.
Paperboy is just way more entertaining than the character of Childish Gambino or Donald Glover or whatever. Okay.
I think that Donald Glover's character on that show was pretty funny.
He's
too.
Great for that role. Earn is his name, I believe.
All right, and let's talk about other projects that are going to be happening and coming to the movies. Now, this one I'm pretty interested in. It's about the African-American entrepreneur and philanthropist, Madam C.J. Walker. They're going to do a limited series, and it's going to be starring Oscar winner Octavia Spencer, starring as Madam C.J. Walker. So she's also going to produce that project as well. I'm pretty excited for that one.
Mm-hmm. I'm always excited when I see black characters in movies and TV shows, okay? Especially when they're not my dear. All right. Whenever it's anything other than my dear,
I get
excited.
What about Love & Hip Hop?
No.
You excited for Love & Hip Hop New York?
No. I will watch Love & Hip Hop New York, though, only because I love to see DJ Self in action.
And Remy Ma's on there and Papoose.
Cam.
Remy and Pat, my people. But
Cameron just said he's not on there, remember?
Nah, yeah, they're going to cut that check to him. They better cut the check y'all, to him.
Kim Bella and Jewels.
If they know what I know.
See, y'all don't understand how much we like to see DJ Self in action, but we've been working with Self for about 6 years. So Self is one of my favorite people to watch, even when the cameras aren't rolling, because he's a character.
He is.
Okay. Now, here's my favorite feel-good story from the day. This took place in Lansing, Michigan, at a Dollar General store. The cashier, Lucas Holiday, was caught on camera singing Maxwell Ascension. Check it out.
So tell me how long it's gonna take until you speak, baby, cause I can't live my life
without
you here by my side.
Well, what's great about it...
He's all right. He's a little pitchy.
Shut up. Is that Maxwell saw it along with 500 million other people, and here's what Maxwell had to say.
Hey, Lucas, this is Max. I saw your video. You're singing Ascension. You sound unbelievable. I wanted to personally invite you on stage at my Detroit show this Friday, and hopefully you'll join us. And
wait a minute. Congratulations.
I'm about to have a sick, amazing voice.
Maxwell's going to be in Detroit this Friday?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm not going to lie.
I'm
going
to be in Detroit this Friday, too.
You are?
That dude that was singing, he got the face of a Trump supporter, but he got the voice of a Detroit Democrat.
Well, Envy already got shot at on stage by Maxwell, so you going to go to the show again?
I'm going to the show, too. Yeah.
How you know Maxwell want to see you this week? He just saw you with Odell. He may feel away.
What are you talking about?
He saw you with Odell Beckham.
Now, stop talking about Odell Beckham. Now, DJ SNS wife just texted me and said, hey, take it easy on my boy Beckham. Thank you.
What you mean take it easy? Tell Envy to take it easy on him.
Shut up.
Envy the one that was in the club last night with him. Juju went on the beat.
Nobody was Juju. I didn't play Juju on the beat.
You told me.
You didn't play Juju on the beat.
You said Odell requested Juju on the beat.
I did not tell you that.
Y'all thought it was Juju on the beat.
We did not Juju on the beat. Anyway. I do know how to Juju on the beat, though, but.
Odell, let me see.
No. Odell and Envy was Juju on the beat.
Let me see
Juju
you do it, Envy.
No. We not Juju on the beat.
Juju on the beat, ass Negroes.
We wasn't Juju on the beat, man.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee. That's your rumor report.
They beat the Bengals, and I congratulate him.
Is that a new dance? Beat the Bengals? Beat the Bengals?
No, it's not beat the Bengals.
What does that mean?
They beat the Bengals last night, man.
All right, man.
Shout out to my New York Giants.
There you go. God bless
I can't wait till we bust your Cowboys down.
You can't wait to bust some Cowboys down.
You know what? You don't stop.
You and Odell doing the sequel to Brokeback Mountain too?
Huh? You know what? All right.
Bust the Cowboys down?
Shout to Revolt. We're going to bust the Cowboys down.
All right. God bless you, man.
All right.
Power to the people.
I'll do my juju. Juju on that beat.
All right,
juju
kids.
Juju on that beat. Juju on that beat.
Oh, my gosh. Why did you do that?
I couldn't resist. Just the thought of him jujuing on the beat with Odell Beckham brought back all those memories from last night.
It was terrible. I ain't gonna
do no more. That video. Somebody post a video of Envy and Odell Beckham jujuing on the beat, please.
No.
Right before they did the mannequin challenge.
Say goodbye to Revolt.
Right before they did the mannequin challenge and took that picture.
Leave me alone.
Stop picking at him.
You bully. Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow, all right? Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. But let me know what you want to hear. 800-585-1051. I hate you, man.
It's so exhausting being a bully.
Right? That's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.